定係廣東話好 OK 嚇、啊？廣東話同埋英文 OK 啊 ？OK， so we will use speaker will speak in English and I will translate in Cantonese.
I think living so close to William and working with him, I should know Chinese by now.
佢話咧同我住得咁近，咁咧就應該而家應該識講中文㗎啦，應該。
It would be very interesting if I would be able to speak to you in Chinese.
如果我會用中文同大家講咧，就真係好有趣。
Unfortunately, I'm not a linguistic.
好可惜，我唔係語言方面有恩賜。
Languages at school were never my kind of favorite subject.
語言咧喺我讀書嘅時候都唔係我最愛嘅科目。
And it wasn't until I left Holland that I had to start really learning other languages.
我離開咗荷蘭之後咧，我就真係要開始學其他嘅語文。
So falling in love with a German girl, I had to learn German.
咁咧我就識咗一個德國嘅女仔，咁我又要學德文啦。
And even that language was good to be able to talk and speak to my mother-in-law.
咁咧我就可以同我外母咧就嚟到溝通。
But when Maria came to Holland, she didn't speak Dutch.
但係當我太太 Maria 去到荷蘭嘅時候咧，佢又唔識呢個荷蘭文。
Neither did my parents speak her language.
咁我啲父母又唔識講佢啲德文。
So I could translate what I wanted to.
咁我就中意點樣翻譯都得啦。
Which sometimes is useful.
有時都幾有用嘅。
But Maria caught on very fast, and she is a specialist in languages.
但係咧，我太太咧 Maria 咧，佢就學得好快嘅。咁佢好快咧就學曉呢個荷蘭文。
I tell you, if she would live in China for 1 year, she would speak Chinese.
如果佢咧，我相信咧，如果佢喺中國住一年咧，佢就會識中文嘅。
She can speak my language, Dutch, without an accent.
佢咧講我荷蘭文咧，講到咧好純正啊，冇口音。
It even confuses the Dutch people. They think she's really Dutch.
咁嗰啲荷蘭人已經以為佢都係荷蘭人。
And they will ask me, where are you from?
咁然後問我，你係喺邊度嚟噶？
So it shows you I'm not a linguistic.
咁證明咧，我喺語言方面冇乜恩賜。
But let's read some part of scripture, and it's from the very beginning of God's word. It's from the book of Genesis.
咁咧，我哋而家咧會讀一啲嘅經文，就會喺創世記。
Genesis chapter 3.
第三章。
And I read from verse 1 till 13.
我會咧由第一節讀到第十三節。
So I will first read in English and then William will do the Chinese part.
咁我咧而家會先用英文讀，咁陣間咧我個翻譯咧就會同我讀中文。
So for those who are not very familiar with the Bible, it was really in the very beginning when God had created man.
如果你在座咧有啲人唔係好熟悉聖經咧，你就知道咧呢個創世記咧就係聖經第一本書。好早一開始就係講到呢啲。
And the relationship between God and His people, the two, Adam and Eve, were perfect.
最早嗰兩個人咧，一個叫亞當，一個叫夏娃咧。神創造佢哋嗰陣時係完美嘅。
They had wonderful relationship together.
咁佢哋咧有完美非常之美好嘅關係。
But unfortunately, something happened.
但係好可惜咧，有啲事情發生咗。
Something really, really serious.
有啲好嚴重嘅事情發生咗。
And here it is. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Did God actually say, You shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, But God said, You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food,And it was a delight to her eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to be make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloth.And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God, of the Lord God, among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? And the man said, The woman you gave me to be with me, she gave me of the fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
现在我用中文再读一次。创世纪第三章由第一节到十三节，圣经咁样讲：耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切嘅活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子么？女人对蛇说：园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那个树上的果子，神曾说：你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说：你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。于是女人见那果树上的果子好作食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可爱可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。第七节，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编造裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他的妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：你在哪里？他说：我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说：谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子么？那人说：你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把树上的果子给我吃，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说：你做的是什么事呢？女人说：那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
Well, I like to start off by asking you a question.
我想开始的时候呢，想问大家一个问题。
Most of you here have passed the age of 20.
我想这里在座呢，大部分人都已经超过20岁了。
Yes, somewhere between 20 and maybe 70.
可能在座呢，是由20到70岁不等。
I may be very kind to some of you because you're over 70.
或者呢，甚至有超过70岁都未定。
But the question I like to ask you, have you ever been called a failure?
个问题我想问咧，就系话你有冇曾经有人话你系失败者
？Have maybe your parents told you when you weren't doing good at school, you are a failure？
或者你嘅父母曾经对你讲，你读书读得唔好，所以你系一个失败者。
And you felt humiliated？
你觉得咧好难堪。
Maybe you've done your uttermost best and still you didn't pass。
或者咧，你已经尽咗你最大努力，但系你都唔合格。
And it upset your parents。
咁你嘅父母就好唔開心。
And they called you a failure.
咁佢就話你係一個失敗者。
I know some teachers call their children stupid.
我知道有啲老師咧話嗰啲學生咧蠢嘅。
I don't think it's very good for a teacher to say that.
我相信咧咁樣嘅説話咧老師咁樣講係唔係幾好嘅。
It doesn't really help the children to encourage them to learn.
我諗就唔會幫到嗰個學生有咩進步嘅。
To be called stupid or a failure is terrible.
被人说你蠢的或者你是失败者呢，我想是一件很难堪的事。
Even if it is true,
就算真是，
we don't like to hear that.
但我们都不想听人家这样对我们说。
We don't like to hear that we failed.
我们不想被人说我们失败。
But what do we do about it?
但我们又怎么办呢？
I remember meeting one Christian brother.
我記得咧，我遇到一個基督徒嘅弟兄。
He didn't have a spectacular job.
佢冇一個好特別嘅工作。
But he had a job and he provided for his family.
咁佢但係佢都有一個工作，咁足以養家。
His brother was quite the opposite.
但係佢個兄弟咧就唔同啦。
His brother, everything he touched turned to gold almost.
咁咧，差唔多佢鬥爭樣樣咧，樣樣都掂嘅。
And even in childhood, the parents would favor the one who could do everything.
咁咧，就算佢哋兩個細嘅時候咧，父母都特別寵愛嗰、那個做嘢成功嗰、那個。
And they would say to him, "Why are you not like your brother?"
咁然後即係對嗰個咧，另外嗰個唔係咁成功嘅就話：點解你唔係好似你嘅兄弟㗎
？Now this Christian man went through all his life having a chip on his shoulder.
啊，咁呢個弟兄咧，就喺佢一生嘅裏面咧。他都有一個嘅遺憾。
He felt he was never good enough.
佢咧就覺得自己咧永遠都唔夠人好噶啦。
He always felt that he was a failure.
佢成日覺得自己係一個失敗者。
And because of that, he never reached his potential.
所以因為佢成日都係有咁嘅感覺咧，所以咧佢就從來都冇達到佢嘅潛能。多謝。
Thank you.We will never reach our potential if we listen to what other people say.
如果我哋成日都聽人哋嘅點樣批評啊，或者點樣講咧，我哋永遠都唔會達到我哋嘅潛能。
We have to listen to what God says.
我哋應該咧要聽聽神點樣講。
And what God thinks about us.
神咧又點樣諗我哋咧
？Now, while I was living in Britain in 1976.
當我1976年喺英國住嘅時候
，somebody by the name of Stephen Pyle.
有一個人叫做 Stephen Pye
started a new club.
他們就開始了一個新的會。
Actually, it was a society.
是一個即是會啦。
And he registered the society.
那他就登記那個會做什麼呢
？And the title of the society was this.
那那個會的名稱呢就是
The Not Terribly Good Club of Great Britain.
他說這個不是英國 最偉大的會
And the only condition you could join that club
唯一你可以參加這個會的資格就是
If you were not very good at something
如果你有某方面不是特別厲害的
And preferably awful at it
還可能是特別差的呢
And you know about 30,000 peopleapplied to become a member.
你知唔知有30,000人咧？申請做會員。
It became a very popular club.
咁咧變成一個非常之出名嘅嘅會。
Like for instance, there was a burglar.
有一個小偷。
And he applied if he could become a member.
咁佢就申請可唔可以做會員
？He said, "I'm not very good at burglary."
我偷嘢都唔係好叻嘅，佢話。
And what the man interviewed him and.He asked him, "Why are you not good at burglary?"
咁嗰個人就面試佢話：點解你偷嘢唔叻啊
？Well, he said, "I'm terrified of dogs."
我咧好怕狗啊，因為。
And if I go and break in and there's a dog, I run away.
如果我去到一家人咧，佢想去偷嘢，如果嗰度有狗咧，我就掉頭走噶啦。
So he said, "I've invented an idea."
所以我就諗咗一個辦法。
I go in a coat of arms, like from the 12th century.
咁咧，我就着住一套好似12世紀嘅軍裝。
So all in metal, he goes into a house.
咁咧就即係成身都係披甲，咁就入去間屋。
And any dog who tries to bite will bite in the iron protecting his legs and arms.
咁咧，如果只狗要咬咧，咬嚟咬去都係咬鐵。
Because, but then of course he makes a lot of noise.
咁當然咧就會好嘈啦。
So he said, "Again, I failed."
咁我又係失敗咗。
Or there was this bank robber who applied.
咁咧有個銀行大盜
，He went to the bank teller and handed him a note。
咁咧佢去到嗰個櫃台面前咧，就俾張紙佢。
And the note said, "I'm here to rob the bank and I've got a gun."
佢話咧，嗰張紙上面就話咧，我咧而家嚟打劫銀行，我有槍㗎。
So the lady bank teller looked over the side。
咁咧嗰個櫃台嘅女職員咧就
，She said, "I don't see a gun."
佢話我唔見到你有槍喎。
Well, that's just to frighten you, he said.
他說我只不過是嚇你而已。
He said, "I'm a kind of new at it."
Sorry.
"I'm a kind of new. I'm new at robbing banks."
他說呢我原來呢是即是沒什麼經驗的其實。
It's my first time I've ever tried to rob a bank.
我是第一次想打劫銀行的。
So the lady, of course, pressed the button and the police came.
咁當然嗰個櫃台的職員就按警鐘咁就警察嚟
了。So he failed as well.
咁他又失敗了。
And he was locked up.
咁當然佢就被鎖起啦。
Now the society became so popular.
呢個社會咧就好流行咧。
That this man wrote a book about all the stories he heard.
咁咧就佢有個人咧寫咗好多故仔。
All the stories about people who had terrible failures in their lives.
咁你就好多咧人其他人失敗嘅故仔。
And the book became so popular.
咁但係嗰本書咧就好暢銷。
It became a bestseller.
好賣得。
And he became a millionaire.
咁佢即係無端端咧成為百萬富翁。
Then he was disqualified himself.
咁佢就因為佢好成功咧，變咗佢冇資格。
Because he was awfully good at it.
因為佢咁叻，佢咁成功咧，變咗佢嗰個會又冇佢資格。
So he couldn't stay with his own society.
佢唔能夠喺自己個會嗰度繼續落去。
Now a friend of mine in Holland also applied.
我喺荷蘭有個朋友又申請。
He'd heard about this silly organization.
佢聽到呢個咁有趣嘅會。
And he had an idea. He says, "I like to become the chaplain to your organization."
佢話咧，我諗下咧，我嚟你呢間會咧做會牧就好啦。
And they were puzzled. They said, "Why do you want to become a chaplain of the not so good people of Great Britain?"
佢話點解你要嚟呢個咁唔係咁英國唔係咁好嘅會做會牧咧
？Well, he said, "I want to become a member because." I want to represent somebody who was told he was no good at anything either.
佢話咧，我就係想代表嗰啲人咧，佢自己覺得自己一啲一無是處嘅。
Well, he said, "Who was that then?"
咁佢就嗰啲人就問佢，咁係邊個啊
？Well, he said, "That's the Lord Jesus Christ."
佢話咧就係耶穌基督。
He was always criticized.
佢成日都俾人批評。
He was looked down on by people.
佢成日俾人歧視。
And in man's eyes, he was a terrible failure.
喺人嘅眼中，佢一個失敗者。
But he wasn't accepted.
但係佢冇。
That's my friend wasn't accepted.
但係佢個朋友冇被接納。
You see, but God specializes in using failures.
但係你知道上帝咧係專係用嗰啲失敗者。
People who realize that they have something lacking in their lives.
所有嗰啲覺得自己喺生命當中有不足嘅地方。
To be a failure and to be proud about it is no good.
如果你係一個失敗者咧，就其實冇乜可以驕傲嘅地方。
There might be some truth in some of the things that we have failed in.
喺一啲嘅事情上，可能我哋真係失敗咗。
I remember even as a child, I used to get a report card like you did.
我記得我細個讀書嘅時候咧，好似你哋咁，我都收到成績單。
Today you get your report card by email. I heard your parents get a report card.
我聽講而家咧，你嘅父母咧就喺 email 嗰度可以收到你嘅成績表噶。
So even the children don't have to take it from school to home.
所以咧，嗰啲學生咧都唔使由學校咧將個成績單咧拎翻屋企嘅。
Because it's been known that many of these report cards disappeared mysteriously.
因為咧有啲嘅成績表咧。就喺途中就唔見咗噶啦。
They would come home with stories a dog ate it.
有陣時佢翻到啲細路咧就話嘅狗食咗啊。
Now I remember when I came home from school with my report card.
我記得咧，當我攞住個成績單翻屋企嘅時候咧。
This was in the 50s in Holland.
係50年代嘅喺荷蘭嘅時候。
In elementary school.
喺小學嘅時候。
And my report card, well, all the report cards had a cover as black as this.
所有嗰啲成績單咧，都好似有一個黑色嘅皮嘅。
And inside there was this piece of paper which wasn't white, it was like a grey colour.
咁裏面咧有一張灰色嘅紙。
And the whole thing looked like a death announcement.
成本嘢咧好似一個宣告死亡嘅文件咁樣。
That's actually how we felt about it too.
咁我都係咁有咁嘅感覺。
Because our marks weren't really very good.
我啲分數唔係咁好嘅，所以即係好似。
Oh, there were some children they always did well, especially the girls, of course.
有啲人咧，特別啲女仔咧，佢特別成績好嘅。
But us guys, we wanted to play outside. We didn't want to sit behind the bench and study all day.
咁我哋咧，作為男仔咧，你知道梗係中意玩啦，邊度成咁勤力讀書啊
？Sometimes the teacher would write behind mathematics, fail.
咁有陣時咧，先生就會喺數學嗰度話失呢個唔合格。
And then my father had to sign at the bottom that he had read my report card.
咁我要拎張成績表翻去俾我爸爸簽名，等佢知道咧，佢已經知道我嘅成績。
I practiced for hours to imitate my father's signature.
咁咧我就模仿，用咗好多個鐘頭模仿我爸爸嘅簽名。
But it was almost impossible to do that.
咁咧幾乎係唔可能嘅。
Sooner or later they found out.
咁咧好快就會俾人識穿㗎啦。
I had to be honest.
咁我又唔從實招來啦。
I should have joined a not terribly good club.
我應該參加英國嗰個唔係咁好嘅會。
And you know the interesting thing is, I was so glad to pass the elementary school.
咁我好高興，我咧唔知點樣咧就小學可以畢到業。
And I really started enjoying to study after I became a Christian.
咁咧，但係當我成為基督徒之後咧，我又好中意讀書喎。
It's exciting to get knowledge.
咁咧就覺得咧有學識啊係好好嘅事。
Exciting to get good knowledge。
特別咧係有好嘅知識咧就特別高興。
You know, a few months ago, in the mail came a large envelope。
幾個月前咧，我喺收到信箱，收到一個好大嘅信封。
I saw it came from Holland。
我知道咧由荷蘭寄嚟嘅。
And I was surprised. I didn't know what was inside of it。
我都唔知裏面裝住啲乜嘢。
So I quickly opened it, exciting, something nice.
咁我咧就梗係諗住有啲好正嘅嘢，所以我就好快就開。
And out came my old report card.
原來咧裏面裝住咧就係我以前嗰啲。
50 years after the fact.
係50年前嘅成績單。
My mother had found it somewhere between all her papers.
咁我媽媽咧喺佢嗰啲嘢度咧就揾到。
She must have found it and thought, well, I better send it to him now.
咁佢揾到咧，佢覺得咧應該寄翻俾我。
I'm glad she did.
我好多謝佢寄俾我。
I have to be honest, I tore it up in thousands of pieces.
我咧要好坦白對大家講，我咧就將佢碎絲萬段。
Now there's no more record of my past history.
咁咧而家咧就我小學嗰啲成績咧就再冇記錄啦。
In those days there were no computers.
嗰陣時咧冇電腦嘅。
So nobody ever.Type my marks into the computer.
所以咧，冇人將我嗰啲分數咧儲存喺電腦裏面。
It was just on that piece of paper, the report card.
咁咧就係嗰張咁嘅成績單咧。
But let's just think about some of the people in the Bible who failed.
我哋或者嚟睇睇咧，聖經裏面有啲嘅失敗者。
There was, for instance, a man called Moses.
或者咧有個人叫摩西。
Now Moses wasn't terribly good at some of the things either.
摩西咧有啲嘢都唔係咁叻嘅。
He was brought up with a golden spoon, as we would call it.
佢好似話咧係用金匙羹喂奶嘅。
But because he'd killed somebody, he got scared and he ran away.
但係因為佢殺咗人咧，佢就要逃命啦。
If you read in the book of Exodus and you will find out what the story is all about.
如果你有興趣咧，你翻去讀出埃及記咧，你就知道成個故仔啦。
And yet God chose this man.To go and lead his nation out of bondage, out of Egypt to the promised land.
但系咧，神咧就好奇妙咧，就用呢一个失败者咧，嚟要带领佢嘅以色列民众咧，离开埃及去嗰个应许地。
Now Moses at that time was living quite comfortably with a family.
摩西嗰阵时咧，喺家庭里面咧，生活得都几舒服嘅。
He'd been brought up in Egypt, but now and then he had fled away.
佢喺埃及長大，但係咧佢要逃命。
And then in a foreign nation, he got married and he had his children.
咁去到一個外國嘅地方咧，咁佢結婚又生咗孩子。
But now after many years, God called Moses.
但係經過好多年之後咧，神就呼召摩西。
And he said, Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt.
神對摩西講：我要你翻去埃及。
I want you to go and deliver the people out of bondage.
我要你去帶領我嘅以色列民咧離開。他们受捆锁的地方。
And to cut a long story short, God said, Moses said, I don't want to go because I cannot speak.
但摩西就跟神讲的话咧，你唔得噶，我唔识讲嘢噶。
I don't want to go to Pharaoh.
我唔想去法老嗰度。
I don't want to go and plead for those people there.
我唔想去法老嗰度咧，向法老求情，放嗰啲人走。
He said, I've lived in Egypt. I was brought up in Egypt. I don't want to go back to Egypt.
佢話咧：我喺埃及出生，埃及長大，我而家咧唔想翻翻去啦。
Now last year, Marie and I were privileged to spend a few days in Egypt.
咁咧，舊年我同我太太有機會咧喺埃及停留幾日。
And we went to the pyramids.
咁我哋去嗰個金字塔。
And Maria even went on a camel ride.
咁咧，我太太咧甚至乎咧騎駱駝。
And I thought as I saw it in the distance disappearing, that's it. I've lost my wife.
咁咧，嗰個駱駝行下行下咧就唔見咗添。
It was so hot there.
嗰度好熱。
I can understand that Moses said, I don't want to go there.
我現在明白摩西為什麼說我不回去埃及。
I don't want to go back to Egypt.
我不想回去埃及。
But you know, that wasn't the real reason why he didn't want to go back.
但其實那個不是真正的原因他不回埃及。
He just thought he was not good enough to do that.
其實他就說我沒有能力去做這件事情。
And God says, I will help you, I will be with you.
但是神对摩西说你不用怕我会帮你。
And so to cut a long story short, Moses went.
那你就长话短说那卒之摩西都是回去埃及。
And God used this man in a miraculous way.
那神就很奇妙地使用摩西。
Because he was a man who trusted God.
因为摩西是一个信靠神的人。
All through the failures in his life, Moses trusted God.
雖然佢生命當中有好多嘅失敗，但係佢相信神。
Let's look at another person, Jeremiah, a prophet.
咁或者我哋睇另外一個人叫做耶利米，一個先知。
There's a big book dedicated to his prophecies in the Old Testament.
咁喺舊約嗰度咧，有一個好厚嘅一本書咧，講到佢個預言。
When God spoke to Jeremiah, I want you to become a prophet. He says, "No way."
當神同耶利米講我要你做先知，耶利米話唔好搞我。
He too had many excuses why he didn't want to be used.
佢亦都好多理由話佢唔得嘅，唔掂嘅。
But God's ways are much greater than our ways.
但係神嘅道路咧係好過我哋嘅道路。
And when God wants to use us, He can.
但如果當神要用我哋嘅時候咧，佢可以用我哋。
Another famous person in the Bible would be absolutely disqualified these days.
聖經裏面咧，另外一個咧人物咧，如果以今日嘅水準嚟講咧，佢係完全冇資格嘅。
His name was King David.
佢個名咧叫做大衛王。
Now he was quite a person because he had many failures in his life.
大衛王咧有好多失敗嘅歷史。
And the Bible talks about him openly.
咁咧聖經咧就好明顯咁樣講出嚟。
How he committed adultery.
佢點樣犯咗奸淫。
And how he was responsible for the murder of this wife's husband.
咁咧佢點樣咧就借刀殺人。
Today we would reject that person right out.
如果是以今天来讲呢，我们就不会跟这些人打交道。
We probably would say God will never use a person like that.
那我们会说呢，神呢永远都不会用一个这样的人的了。
And yet this person was a man after God's own heart.
但是很奇怪，这个人呢成为神最合神心意的人。
What is the secret to all this?
那这些人的背后的秘密是什么呢？
How can God use a person who is not really very good in our eyes?
神怎樣可以用一個我們眼中認為失敗的人呢？
We would suggest King David join this club of failures.
我們就會建議大衛王參加我剛才說的那個倫敦那個英國那個失敗會。
But the quality that David had is wonderful.
但是呢原來呢大衛王有他很獨特的質素。
He knew what it meant to repent.
他是一個知道悔改的人。
Truly from his heart.
由他的心底里面他悔改，
Not just with his mouth, with words,
不是只是口说，
But he would come before God in utter deprivation, but totally surrendering to God's will.
他呢会来到神的面前呢痛很认真的痛悔来到信靠神。
But let's think about another failure.
或者我们又看看另外一个失败者。
This is by a person in the New Testament.
在新約的時候有一個失敗者。
He followed the Lord Jesus Christ for 3 years.
他跟隨耶穌有三年之久。
And yet when it came to the crunch, he denied the Lord Jesus.
當去到最緊急的關頭的時候呢，他就否認主三次。
Probably you already know, it's Peter.
我想你大家都知道就是彼得。
Now Peter wouldn't have made a very good elder in any church.
彼得呢如果以今天的情況來說呢，他不可以做一個長老 在教會裡面。
A person who denies the Lord Jesus, how can he become a leader?
他一個否認主三次的人怎樣可以在教會裡面做一個領袖呢？
Well again, the answer is there, it's repentance.
但是那個答案也是，就是悔改。
So I googled in the other day in my computer at home, the greatest failure ever.
咁咧，我就喺而家你知道啦，有電腦好方便，我就上網去 Google 咧，咁就有史以嚟最大嘅失敗者係咩咧
？And you get all sorts of stories。
咁咪有好多故仔嘅，當然。
Some of them absolute nonsense。
咁有啲咧就梗係好無稽嘅。
But the greatest failure was not recorded there。
最失敗者咧就冇記錄喺上面。
It's not recorded anywhere except in the Bible。
網上咧就揾唔到。除了聖經就可以找到。
The greatest failure we've just read about in Genesis chapter 3.
最大的失敗者呢，其實呢就是我們剛才讀創世記第三章的時候那個。
The greatest failure is when man turned against God.
最大的失敗者呢，就是當人與神敵對。
The first sin ever committed.
第一個人犯罪。
Sin is failure.
罪就是失敗。
Failure against God.
就是向對神來講失敗。
Let's put aside all the failures that we remember in our lives, but let's just think about our failure before God.
我們 將所有其他嘢擺埋一邊，我哋諗下我哋喺神面前有冇失敗。
There is nothing more serious than that failure.
其實咧冇一樣嘢比呢件事咧更加嘅失敗。
At the other hand, to be a failure.
喺另外一方面嚟講，一個失敗者咧。
You're in good company.
但係咧，你就有盤喎。
Why do I say that?
點解我咁講咧？
It's not the failures like your report card or something you tried to make and it didn't work out.
这个失败不是我刚才说的那些成绩单啊，或者你某做某件事做不成功啊。
It's the failure that has affected every person on this planet.
而是我说这个的失败是很严重，是影响到地球上每一个人的。
Even if they don't recognize it.
就算你不知道好了。
But if God speaks to your heart,
但如果神在你的心里面这样讲的话，
And he says that you have sinned,
他说你已经犯了罪，
You know that you are a failure too.
你应该知道你都是一个失败者。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says this,
在罗马书三章二十三节那里这样讲，
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那里说呢，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And the glory means God's standard for our lives.
那个荣耀就是神在人身上那个的心意。
That is the standard that God has set for you and me.
那个就是上帝给人类每一个人的那个标准。
Not the standard that we have set for ourselves.
不是世人或者我们自己所定的标准。
Not the standard that this nation of Canada has set for us.
也不是加拿大这个国家所定的标准。
Not the standard that the United Nations sets.
也不是联合国所定的标准。
But it is God's standard.
是上帝的标准。
And God's standard is higher than any other standard.
而上帝的标准是高过世界上任何一个标准。
I'm sure none of us will ever match up to that standard.
我相信呢，我们没有一个人能够达到上帝的标准。
If we try to live that way of life, we already have failed.
如果我们尝试想说达到上帝的标准，我们其实已经失败了。
Because we know our own hearts just a little bit.
如果我们是诚实知道你的心少少的话呢，
And I know I have failed many times.
我知道我失败了好多次。
Not by my standard.
甚至乎不是我的标准。
But by God's standard.
是上帝的标准。
Even if you've never read the Bible in your life.
就算你这世人未读过圣经都好了。
God will still speak to you through the Holy Spirit.
上帝都可以藉着圣灵在你的心里面说话。
And if you sin against God's standard, the Holy Spirit will convict you.
如果你是达唔到上帝嘅标准咧，嗰、那个圣灵咧都会喺你嘅心里面嚟到同你讲话。
You know when bad is bad.
你知道咧错就系错。
It's like one of our grandchildren. He's just gone to the washroom, so I can tell you the story.
嗱，好似我有一个孙咧，佢啱啱去咗厕所，所以我而家可以讲佢话。
They were looking for one of our grandsons.
咁咧，佢就我哋揾其中一个孙。
And they couldn't find him.
又揾唔到佢。
Finally, they found him.
最后咧，我哋揾到佢。
He locked himself up in the cupboard.
咁咧，佢咧就锁咗自己一个橱柜入边。
And he stood there looking very innocently.
咁咧，佢喺里面咧就俾人发现嘅时候咧，好似
his face was full of chocolate.
但系咧，佢块面咧就好多朱古力。
You know what he had done?
我就知道佢做咗咩事啦。
He'd stolen a piece of chocolate, taken it.
佢偷咗朱古力食啦。
And secretly tried to eat it.
咁咧就想眯埋一边去食。
He wasn't very successful at it.
咁佢唔系好成功啦。
But you know, it's not far removed from the story of Adam and Eve.
咁其實咧，呢個故事咧，同我哋頭先讀亞當同夏娃咧，都唔係相差好遠嘅啫。
Because what we've been reading about it said here that Adam and Eve hid themselves.
呢度聖經講咧，亞當同夏娃咧就自己躲藏起嚟。
They went in hiding for God.
佢咧就要躲開神嘅面。
They didn't want God to see them.
佢唔想俾神見到佢。
But that's strange because ever since God made them, they had wonderful fellowship together.
但呢个好奇怪啊！当神造人嘅时候咧，本来佢哋有美好嘅交通。
And suddenly they were hiding themselves.
但系突然间咧，佢哋要眯埋。
Do you think you could hide from God?
你谂下，你能唔能够喺上帝面前躲藏起嚟咧？
There is a short question in chapter 3 here when God says this.
喺第三章呢度有一句好简单嘅字句咁样讲。
He calls out, God calls out and says, Adam, where are you?
上帝话咧，亚当你喺边度
？Do you think Adam, God didn't see Adam?
你估上帝系咪唔知亚当喺边度咧
？Do you think God was looking, searching for Adam?
你估上帝系咪喺度寻找紧亚当咧
？Of course not. He knew where Adam was.
當然不是啦，他一早就知道亞當在哪裡。
But most likely Adam didn't know he was hiding.
但是呢，亞當自己本身呢，反而不知道自己。
What it meant to hide from God.
咁呢，他想是逃避上帝的面。
We cannot hide from God.
我們沒有一個人可以逃避上帝的面。
Even the Bible tells us we can go to the east, the farthest part of the east or the west. God is there.
他說呢，聖經說呢，你去到極東的地方或者極西的地方，上帝都在那裡。
We can go to the depth of the ocean and God is there.
你去到海底最深的地方，神在那裡。
We can go as high as we like to the moon or beyond. God is there.
或者我們去到月亮更遠的地方，上帝都在那裡。
We cannot hide from God.
我們不可以躲避神的面。
God sees our hearts.
神知道我們的心。
We cannot hide our hearts from God.
我們的心不可以在上帝面前。
You can hide your heart from your wife or husband.
你可能呢，可以逃避你的丈夫或者太太，
but you cannot hide from God.
但你不能够逃避神。
You can hide your heart from your friends.
或者你对你的朋友你都可以隐藏。
And your friends might have a beautiful picture about you.
但是呢，你的朋友呢，以为你是一个好人。
And it might be only partly true.
可能这个是一部分正确。
God sees your heart.
神知道我们每一个人的心。
You cannot hide from God.
你不能躲避神。
I know some people are so terrified about this fact.
我知道有些人呢，想到这件事就很害怕。
That they cannot live with the guilt they have in their lives.
很多人呢，因为有这个的罪疚呢，生活得很困难。
The deep conviction of sin in their hearts.
他们又很有罪疚感。
And they think if I take my life, that's better because that's the end of it.
他有甚至乎想到，如果我自殺咧，咁就完了。
Never be fooled like that.
啊，你唔好咁蠢啊。
Because even there, God will be.
就算係你
we will stand before God one day.
就算死咗咧，神都喺嗰度，因為咧每個人有一日。
We will have to give account of our sin.
每一個人有一日咧，都要喺上帝面前咧嚟到接受審判。
So we better solve the problem now and not later.
所以呢，我們最好現在解決了這個問題，就好過將來先算。
I don't know your name, your Chinese name.
我不知道你的名字，更加不知道你的中文名。
But God knows your name.
但是上帝知道你的名
字。 He knows your heart.
他也都知道你的心。
And he calls out today to you, where are you?
他今天就向你呼召，他說你現在在哪裡。
And God wants you to come out to him.
神要你出來去他那裡。
He wants you to acknowledge that you have sinned.
他要你承認你是犯了罪。
And he wants you to repent of that sin.
他要你悔改。
He wants you to say sorry to the Lord Jesus.
他要你向耶稣基督说对不住。
And that's the whole reason why Jesus died on the cross.
咁呢个就系为什么耶稣要死喺十字架上。
He died for your sins.
他是为你的罪而死。
He died for your failures.
他为你的失败而死。
That's the whole purpose why he came to earth.
这个就是他来世界的目的。
He didn't come to earth to give us an example of how to live a good life.
他不是来做一个榜样给你知道怎样来生活。
But he came to die for our sins.
他是来为我们的罪死。
And so Jesus says, come to me.
所以耶稣基督现在说你来我这里。
You may be heavy laden with all the sins that bother you.
可能你而家有好多嘅重担，好多嘅罪担。
And he says, put them to on me, give them to me.
佢话你而家俾晒嗰啲罪担俾我啦。
God wants to set you free today.
上帝今日要你得自由。
If you're still burdened and in prison of this awful failure of not responding to him,
如果你今日有好多失败感，或者有好多嘅罪疚感
，That's the worst failure you can ever make in your life.
这个是你一生呢最失败的时候。
The failure of not responding to the love of Jesus.
就是当你不回应耶稣基督 的呼召的时候。
That's a failure you can never have forgiveness from.
这个失败呢你是永远得不到解决的。
If you harden your heart against the Lord.
如果你硬着你的心。
Jesus says, come to me.
耶稣基督说你来我这
里。And if we don't come to him, we will never find out what he has in store for us.
如果我们不来他那里，我们不知道他有什么好处给我们。
He wants to cleanse us of all our sins.
他原来要洗净我们一切的罪。
Now, I don't know about your life.
我不认识你，所以不知道你的生活，你的生命。
I don't know about your past.
我不知道你的过去。
I don't know the things you've done in your life.
我不知道你过去的生命里面你做过什么事。
But one thing I do know about you.
但有一件事我知道你的，关于你的。
It's something about each one of us.
其实是每一个人。
It's not the problem so much of sin in your life.
其实也不是说你 生命中的罪。
It's the problem of the sinner who commits the sin.
而是那个犯罪的罪人。
You see, you can maybe stop sinning in many ways and improve your life.
可能你由现在开始你不再犯罪，或者你提升你的人格。
But it doesn't solve your problem.
但是都没有解决到你的问题。
Because you're the one who has failed.
因为你是一个失败者。
You have failed spiritually.
你在属灵方面你是失败了。
And that's why you in a sense have to die.
所以呢，换句话说呢，其实你要死。
You have to die to the old life.
你就要向你的旧人而死。
Because you were born as a sinner.
因为你一出生已经是一个罪人。
And you need new life.
你需要一个新的生命。
And because Jesus rose from the dead after he was put on that cross.
耶稣基督钉十字架之后呢，他又死里复活。
He rose to give us new life.
他复活将新生带给我们。
It's resurrection life.
他是一个复活的生命。
It's victory life.
是一个胜利的生命。
It's life that he wants to give to you.
是一个他想给你的生命。
That all the old has passed and everything has become new.
所有旧事已经过去了，一切都变成新的了。
Now it's up to you to respond.
现在是你要作抉择的时候。
Don't fail to respond to the love of Jesus.
我希望你不要对耶稣基督的爱有一个失败的反应。
Don't fail to respond to his free gift of salvation.
不要失去这个白白的礼物。
But it is between you and him.
这个是你和神之间的关系。
So let's pray together.
我们现在一起祈祷。
Maybe you want to pray in your own heart.
或者你想在你的心里面这样祈祷。
And you want to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sin.
你想要耶稣基督原谅你一切的罪。
You want to ask him to give you new life.
你可能要耶稣基督给你一个新的生命。
You want to ask him to make you a new person.
你要耶稣基督给一个新的生命你。
Now it's between you and him.
现在是你和上帝之间的事。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you love us.
耶稣基督，我们多谢你爱我们。
That you love us with an everlasting love.
你爱我们，我是永远的爱。
That all the failures and sins that we have committed in our lives,
所有我们一世的失败和我们的罪恶
are put on the cross of Calvary,
已经在那个十字架上被钉死。
We thank you for that gift of salvation.
我们多谢你那个救恩。
That we don't have to work for it.
我们不需要自己挣扎。
But that it is a free gift from you.
因为你有一个白白的恩典。
Lord, you know the heart of each person here today.
主啊，你知道每一个人的心。
And we ask you that you will speak to our hearts.
我祈求你向我们每一个人的心里面说话。
And that we will respond to you.
我们对你的说话有回应。
In Jesus' name we praise you.
靠耶稣基督的名字祈祷。
Amen.
阿门。多谢。